Okay, this is Kathy Donahue for the Northampton Board of Finance Policy and Procedures Committee meeting on December 3rd, 2020 at 2 p.m. And first on the agenda is citizens' comments. And since we're all going to participate in the meeting, I'll move on to approval of minutes of 11, 12, 20. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
And a second. Okay, are there any changes or additions anybody would like to make at this time? Okay, hearing none, then we'll call the vote for approval of the minutes. Drew Buell?
Aye.
Kathy Newcomb?
Aye.
And Kathy Donahue, aye. Also, the minutes are approved unanimously. So now we're on to lesson review, fiscal policies and procedures. Did everybody have a chance to take a look at the latest draft?
Yes. I hope it was a lot more readable for people. No problems with page numbers or missing spaces.
Okay, are there, I don't know, how do you want to go about this time? Do we want to go through it page by page, or do we want to just note any changes that we thought should have been made that didn't get in? Does anybody have any?
Well, since Judy's got a time frame, why don't we start with anything that she has?
Yeah, Judy, do you have anything?
I'll be honest with you, I only made it through about the first 10 pages, and I didn't see anything in those 10 pages, so.
Okay.
I have something on page 8.
Page 8, okay.
Number 1D, I think that could be deleted.
Waited permits or
waited permits.
Yeah.
And also A.
Wait a minute, 1D, okay.
And also number 2A3, that doesn't happen.
Change for cash payments?
Right.
Yeah. Is there anything else on one or?
Not on that page.
Okay.
Okay, on page 9.
Yeah.
The second section, well, there's capital items issued to employees. That really doesn't happen with that form. We don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the last paragraph, the form to dispose, we don't have those forms. Mm-hmm. And I've been having trouble contacting field services to do our fixed asset this fiscal year. So our auditor has agreed to do that for us. I'm concerned he doesn't answer my emails. So I would just say that the duties are of the town are contracted.
Our contracted, field services. Yeah, that way it leaves us open and just comes back.
Right, and leave it over the town hires.
Where is that?
On page 9, the second sentence. The duties
oh,
of
okay, it's just contracted.
I would just say is contracted, period.
Got it.
And the next paragraph really doesn't apply either.
Does it not apply because we don't issue any laptops or cell phones or anything like that?
I'm not sure if we don't issue them, but we don't. I've never seen a formal process of forms and.
No. Okay, so maybe we want to keep it and come up with forms for those things.
Okay, yeah, because none of this happens.
Yeah, none of it happens at this point, but it's something that, you know, we can, as we review it and approve it as a whole finance board, you know, that. Yep. So maybe, Kathy, could we make a note after that, you know, form development required or something, just so we know.
Well, what's a purchasing card? A credit card?
Yeah.
All right. So I have one. What, Don has one?
I think they're talking more about items that have been purchased.
No, it does. It lists purchasing cards as well.
Yeah, you're
That's
Couldn't we use, do you have a form for the keys?
No, we have an index of everyone that's been issued a fob or a key, but we don't have a form.
So we could just make a form, just have people sign after that for the similar form that just says, you know, here's the
everything. Yeah.
One of the reasons why I installed an electronic fob system, because I figured 3/4 of the town had keys to the town building and I didn't know who. So I circumvented that by putting in a new system.
So yeah, he has the list of them electronically of who has the keys. So
right. In fact, when someone uses a fob, I know who uses it.
Okay, so for the keys kind of thing, that could be, you know, that's for the keys. As far as the other stuff, we could have a form for the others.
It's a pretty standard form. We should be able to grab one from just about any town.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ellen, I guess I'll just keep going along if anybody wants to jump in at
where the other thing. On page 12, I think that the list of CNR funds should mirror the list on page 41. There are more accounts.
Okay.
All right. What was the first page?
Page 12.
Pardon?
Page
12.
If you look at also at page 41 under the capital non-recurring funds, there are more than there are on page 12, and I think that they should match.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Ellen, did you have more?
Yes. Page 14. I really don't think this applies to us because we don't have land use commission funds. On page 34, it talks about the monies that are collected and how they're handled. And I think that more or less reflects what happens in our town. We really don't have, you know, the definitions I see, they're fine, but the policy at the bottom, we don't have money that stays with them and then gets returned to them that I know of. I've never seen this happen. They give me money and I deposit into the general fund. We don't have a land use operating fund.
Okay.
So I don't think
the definition policy needs to.
I mean, I like the definitions. Maybe they could be included on page 34 with the, is it 34? Or the building inspector procedures, that money that comes from them.
Okay, so transfer that to that.
I did not hear back from the other commissions about, you know, planning and zoning or inland wetlands. I didn't hear back from them. So I would just combine all three on the building inspector accounting page. Because it's the process is the same. They give me permit fees. I give them a receipt.
So combine those pages together as follows. Receipt.
Okay, so we're going to take the definitions from page 14, and right. Transfer them to the policy and on the building official.
I think so.
Yes, and then we're going to get rid of the rest of this policy.
I think so.
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Okay. I got that. Okay, next.
Page 18, 1B2. It says the treasurer is responsible to stamp the bills with the receive date. That doesn't happen. I stamp it with the form that delineates what accounts to be posted for, and after I enter them, I stamp a date after I enter them into the system. So we don't have a received date.
Okay, so tell me what you stamp it with initially.
Okay, the treasurer is responsible to match up the purchase orders with invoices, fill in the account numbers, post to the computer financial system with a date stamp, I guess, but fill in the account numbers and post to the computer financial system.
So it's just not a received date. It's the date you enter it.
Exactly.
So we just need to change the wording from received.
That's much simpler. Okay.
So instead of saying with the received date, it should be with the date entered into the system.
Right.
Entry date, yeah, with entry date. Yeah. Are you all set on them, Kathy?
Yep.
Okay. Helen, anything else? Or are you?
Well, I still have a concern with that schedule of dates, 23, 24, 25.
Yeah, the deadline dates.
Right. But what, shouldn't we just look at what happens, put them in the right sequence, and then worry about what the dates should be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I also think there should be something at the bottom of it that acknowledges that, you know, that there are invoices and receipts that happen after these dates. Because, it, you know, it all reads all the way through all entries are done by all departments.
But the town is in control over when someone sends them a bill.
Yeah, so maybe we have to have some kind of couple lines at the bottom of this.
Yeah, disclaimer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just going to interrupt for a second. Alan's phone died and he's going to sign in on his tablet. Would you please let him in?
Okay, let him in. Thank you. Okay, he's back in on his iPad now. Okay, so let's work something up at the bottom. You know, this is the.
And of course, language about posting it to the next fiscal year. I want to strike that all over the place because it doesn't have.
Yeah, because we don't do that.
That.
Okay. Keep going. Any others? Oh, yeah.
Well, just a little thing on page 32, 1A2. It says the treasurer's department, which includes the treasurer. I think that's redundant.
Oh, I missed that one. So 1A2. Okay. Okay.
And page 34 is the same issue with the building fund, the commissions. We don't have that fund, so I think we could delete that entire page.
Policy and procedure. Pardon? Doing policy and procedure with Board of Finance.
Oh, fuck you.
All right, Ellen, you have any others? Or?
On page 37, about the reconciliation, I would just add that the reconciliations, reconciliations will be reconciled by the treasurer and reviewed and approved by the first selectman.
Okay, yep, to number four there.
And I did hear back from Shannon about the town clerk. I don't know what page that is. I took it out of the packet.
Toward the end. I thought it was toward the end. Oh, yes, page 44.
40, yeah.
She had a couple of changes down under two deposits A. It just said the deposits are made at the end of each month, not anything about a dollar limit.
Okay.
And delete line C.
In 2C?
Yes, sorry. Yeah. And under 2D, substitute deposits are made by the town clerk.
And do we have a set of procedures to complete a deposit? Is there such a thing? Or is...
Repeat that, please.
Right in that same place, 2D.
Yep.
C, procedures to complete a deposit, 1A through 1F. Do we have...
I don't believe to
do that. That must be Pomfret's procedures then. Their internal procedures. Okay.
Right. The deposits are done by the town clerk. It's...
Okay. Get rid of that line.
Do we have a backup for that? If she was unavailable to do it, somebody else could do it?
Well, she does have a clerk. I'm not sure if the clerk does that duty. We'd have to ask her. Does have an assistant, I should say.
I just think that we should identify like who's primary responsibility and then who is backup.
Yeah. We had discussed that at the last meeting also with the backup for Ellen for the treasurer position. We added that.
Page 42, 1A2, I would delete administrative assistant. It's just a treasurer that
1A2. Okay.
Well, who is your backup, and are we going? And I do think you need one. After reading through all this, I think we had talked about in the other town the administrative assistant to the first selectman was the backup.
Well, and I know in Chaplin they're expanding that position, but in Pomfret it's the first selectman, isn't it?
Yeah. So do we want to? Did we reflect that somewhere? We had talked about it last time. I'm just not sure what part it would be in.
And again, the administrative assistant doesn't verify balance and complete deposits or gets.
Deposits, yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Where is that?
Same paragraph.
Same paragraph.
Okay, so that should be the treasurer, right?
Okay. Well, it's just sort of the repeat of the language in the
language. Right? It's kind of repeat.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll just delete that line.
And in item four, the tax collector gives the report by the 10th of the month, at the second of the last.
10th. Okay. Yeah. Good job eyeballing this stuff, Ellen.
Yeah, excellent.
Yes, thank you. Okay, what I'd like to do at this point is, Kathy, once you change this, send the draft around, was all, make sure we caught it all, and then I'd like to bring it as a draft version to the Board of Finance. Obviously, they wouldn't be voting on it this month. They're going to need time to review it also, but, you know, to get them out, that this is our work draft at this point. Is everybody?
Okay, I just had a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
I think we talked last time and I forgot to include it through in the minutes, but I noted it after I sent it out that we had talked about needing a key policy on how keys, just something written, that's all.
Okay, so maybe you can take Alan's using the, you know, Alan has an electronic version of who has the fob, so he can tell who comes in and out of the buildings at this point, but to add a section on that to this, describing the policy we have on at this point.
Yeah.
And that the first selectman is.
I think we need to add some sort of building and zoning department procedures because I think we deleted everything, didn't we?
Okay.
Did I send you all the paper from Pauline a while ago? She had notes.
Yeah, you did. I think it was very short.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We should probably include that.
Okay, let's take a look at that. So let's have that also.
Pretty much what she says, it's her duties include taking phone calls, answering emails, filing information, building inspector and zoning officer about a need for its, I can't read it, portion, inspection, excuse me, of properties, processing permits and logging them into the book computer for monthly reports. But I don't know if we have this anywhere about the fact that she gives me money at the end of each month for the receipt, the permits that were issued.
Is that to you on a monthly basis or on a quarterly basis?
If we go back to page 8, there's something there.
All right, great. Thank you.
Well, it used to be kind of random, but Pauline's caught things up, so it's almost okay. Every month.
Yeah, you're right. I see it. Great. Thank you.
Oh, yep. Okay.
It does, however, reference the procedures to complete a deposit, but I thought we struck that out somewhere else.
Okay, I'll cross that out. We did cross it out somewhere else.
And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Maybe we should have procedures, step-by-step procedures. They just don't need to be part of this book.
And then the other question I had was, should we have a policy for each category of funds? Let me get to a page that has the list of funds on it.
Page 12?
Yeah. So like we have the small cities program funds. Should we have a policy for those, that category of funds? Should we have one for, have we covered all of the special revenue, non-major special revenue funds? All of the non-major permanent funds?
Ellen, are all of them covered here? I thought we had gone through the list. We did this.
This is the complete
the only other funds we have is cap and non-recurring. The small cities, it's on its way out, really. Kathy will send me over information about liens that have been paid off, and then I have to deposit the checks into an account that she specifies. But other than that, there really is no activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's soon to be closed out.
Okay. Are there any others, Kathy?
Okay, all I'm saying is we have policies about some of these funds. And if there's a reason that they're categorized this way, shouldn't we have a policy for each one of these categories of funds to make sure that
what's going through them is covered? What should be?
You know, we've just kind of cherry picked a few because that's what came over, but not because we've taken a look at our funds and thought about
why
they're categorized this way, what differences there are between
on
them.
On page 43, you have, it lists all other funds, policies regarding financial procedures. So maybe that encompasses those other.
Oh, 43, hang on.
Page 43.
Yep.
See, all the funds.
But it doesn't have any, it doesn't say anything like these funds are not returned to the general fund, or they are returned to the general fund, or what any of that kind of language that we have in most of the other funds policies that we've taken a look at.
So you want to detail the expenditure and the, and whether things are returned to them or not. Yeah, returned to the general fund at the end of the year, are there continuing funds? You want to detail each one.
Or if they're not appropriate to be put into the general fund at all. Because we're their fiduciary. We're not, they're not our funds.
Okay.
Like the trust funds, et cetera. Or do you want to do this as like a second phase of the policy manual?
I think I'd like to get this out there and then and work on that as a second phase of working on the policy manual, just because I think we're going to flood people with the information of the 45 pages to start. And I'd rather have that as a second. I don't know if everybody agrees on that. I do agree that I think there should be details there. I don't want to hold off putting this portion of it out.
At least some more general policies out there. Okay. I don't have any objection to that either. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that there was still quite a bit of work to be done on this manual. And, you know, unless we can find particular policies to pull from other towns, we're going to have to develop them ourselves. So that's a little harder.
Yeah, I resent the Chaplain Board of Finance. They're, you know, they're working on their policies and procedures too, but I resent just before the meeting of the budget management policies and procedures for town agencies, which is more specific to the departments themselves and, you know, has all the statutory requirements. And, you know, I thought they did a pretty good job on this draft that they had put together. And they also had a form that they use for budget management policies and procedures for town agencies. You know, it's clear and it goes to each department. I think that's another part besides these overall policies that would be good for us to have, and also for each of the departments to be made aware of, because it attached all the statutory language and gave actually examples. Did everybody get a chance to look at that? I sent it out
you
once
sent
before.
It today?
I sent it today, but I also sent it before. You might have not have been on the board at that point. Judy, it might have been before you got it.
I did. If you sent it today, I haven't had a chance to look.
Okay. Because that's something I'd like to bring forward also, just because it's very clear with the language in it. So are we in agreement that we're going to take what we have worked up so far, put that out as a draft for people to take a look at and review once I get the new draft? And we could also send out the one for town agencies and just say this is, you know, also more detailed than as far as for the town agencies themselves and departments, and go from there, knowing that we want to also you know, go into these capital and non-recurrent funds and add any other language that you feel is necessary to expand upon. Is that a good point for us to go from here?
Yep, I think so.
Okay. Everybody in agreement? Yeah. All right. Okay, I guess that's it for discussing review fiscal policies and procedures for today. Citizens' comments. Does anybody else have any other comments? If they do, they can send them on over. We can add that for next time, and I guess we're all set for today. Do we want to schedule another meeting now, or do we want to wait till after the next finance board meeting, which is next week?
When do you meet? 9th?
Yeah, which reminds me.
Next week, I'm going to have to, my mom's having surgery, so I'm going to be tied up with her.
Okay.
How soon you want to do it?
Our meeting is the 9th, right? Yeah, our meeting's the 9th. So do we want to put off waiting? You know, obviously the Board of Finance isn't going to have time to, like, put a lot of input into this, especially if I get it to them early in the week. Kathy, if you finish it by early next week. So do you want to postpone and wait till, you know, closer to the end of December or beginning of January to start working on this other section? Do we want to wait?
Yes. One more minute? I'd wait.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Yeah, this is a busy month for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so January. What's good for people?
Anytime in January. I actually have nothing going on in January.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll throw some dates out and just text and email everybody, and then we pick a date from there. Unless people have a preference of a date right now.
Nope.
Well, I mean, I like Thursdays at 1 or 2, if that's okay with everybody else.
Sure.
Yeah. Why don't we want to try Thursday the 8th at 1 or 2?
Of January?
How does that look?
That would be the 7th.
That's the 7th.
Who's better for me?
Who's better for you?
Well, 1:30.
You're fine with me. I'm fine with 2. Is everybody else okay with 2? Or?
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the next one will be Thursday the 7th at 2. And I guess that's it for today. Thanks everybody for everybody's work on this. And I will catch you all later. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.